USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Cleveland Clinic on Tuesday released a study showing that over 99% of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 between January 1st and April 13th were not vaccinated. The numbers show coronavirus vaccines are effective at keeping people from dying and out of hospitals. The Biden administration Tuesday gave final approval to Vineyard Wind, a project off the Massachusetts coast slated to be the country's first large-scale offshore wind farm. While the go-ahead for the long-proposed project was expected, it marks a step in the White House plans to help jumpstart development of coastal projects off New York and New Jersey coasts. The race to replace California's embattled governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, saw a surprising challenger take the lead, Tulsi Gabbard. The former Hawaiian congresswoman hasn't announced plans to run, but nearly 30,000 people responded to a conservative poll, giving Gabbard over 60% of the informal vote. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Reports are surfacing federal investigators began tracking the cyber attackers of the Colonial Pipeline, identified as DarkSide, back in October. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Now the U.S. intelligence community is investigating if the Russian cyber attackers had any connection to a nation state. The cyber attack has caused major disruptions in gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel for a large part of the nation. And Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cybersecurity and for Emerging Technologies, tells us it's now up to private businesses as to how to deal with the attacks.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
Colonial officials say the pipeline should be back in operation by week's end. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Some lawmakers are making changes to the gas tax to help Americans avoid a spike in gas prices since the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline along the East Coast. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Officials at Colonial say the pipeline should be up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, will likely be removed from the number 3 position at the GOP. A vote is expected Wednesday. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Ahead of a vote that is expected to remove her from her position as the GOP House Committee Chair, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney spoke on the floor of the House Tuesday evening, saying she will continue to speak out against former President Trump and his continuing questioning of the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.